This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Resource Centre. Now, 4ACE has partnered with the UK-based Institute of Practitioners in Advertising to introduce the award-winning IPA Foundation Certificate Programme to the local advertising and marketing agencies on December 2015. Well, here to tell us more are Khairuddin Rahim, 4ACE CEO, and Michael Burns, IPA Head of Export. Now, Khairuddin, good to be seeing you again.
Thank you.
Before we get into the certification proper, what's the current scene with the advertising industry here in Malaysia?
Like everywhere else in the world, the entry positions, there are very many varied positions within the advertising world. And the people who come in have varying backgrounds. Mm. We've got, for example, lawyers who decide that they don't want to practice law and they want to enter advertising.
I hear a lot of that.
Yeah. We've got accountants, all sorts, which is fantastic because advertising wants diversity and needs so. Mm. So imagine having people like that with the right aptitude, with the right skills of imagination and creativity, but yet knowing only a portion of the entire end-to-end process of advertising. Mm. So we've got inconsistencies in the total understanding of the communication process. So this is where the foundation certificate comes in and fills in this gap,
right?
Because it equalizes everybody to be on the same page. After doing this program, you understand the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. You understand what are the critical inputs required for effective advertising work. You understand how to judge advertising. You understand the world of the advertiser, the client.
Okay, so what about those people who have graduated with an advertising degree?
Yeah.
Would they need to go through that? Do they
highly recommend it because the uniqueness about the certification is it's written by practitioners, not academics. With due respect to academics, the IPA practitioners who contribute towards the course content, they update it every year. And therefore, it is current knowledge, best practices all embodied into the content of the course.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is accelerates your learning to allow you to perform within a shorter period than, for example, when I was a little boy and I joined advertising, it probably took me about 6 years to understand the entire end-to-end process. Whereas this course, within 3 months to 5 months, you get a better picture. So then you're equipped to start performing.
Mm.
And you know what? The younger people nowadays, I talk like an old man, I know, they want to start performing sooner rather than later.
Right.
Otherwise, they get bored very easily.
So with the learning on the job, though, of course, you know, you've got your big advertising agencies as well. Don't they have these standards and processes?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the market has varying degrees of in-house training and on-the-job training. Then it's a question of luck, whether you're fortunate enough to be employed by a big agency who practices and have the time and people devoted towards training you. And you have the other end of the spectrum, small agencies, which basically throw you in the deep end. And you hope for the best that you have a good boss who teaches you along the way.
Right.
So the market has varying degrees of training. So this is where it fills in the very important gap. Everybody, therefore, is, like I said, equalized and on the same page.
Mm. And Michael, would you akin this to, you know, lawyers getting a CLP and accountants and a CPA? Is that the thinking behind this certification?
I wouldn't say it's at that level yet, but I would say that's where we're sort of moving towards in the UK. It's a much more longer-term plan. But the role of this really is to create a benchmark and best practice, both in the industry, you know, in the UK and how we operate, but also globally. And I think further to what you were talking about, you know, this is designed to complement learning that regardless of what agencies are already doing, it should work hand in hand with that. And it recognises that not all agencies introduce training
are equal,
you know. So this is designed to create a basic benchmark in good practice, really, for our industry.
Right. And this, how many people would have gone through this course? And is it globally recognised?
Yeah, it's globally recognised. I mean, we're operating, we've got collaborations in place with numerous trade bodies around the globe. So, you know, obviously I'm here in Malaysia to help launch it to this mark, and we're very excited about that. But we're working with the 4ACE in the US, the ICA in Canada, the ACA right across Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, and so on. Only last night I had an email from another country in Central America. So that's hopefully a very exciting prospect as well. But to date, we've had over 13,000 people achieve an IPA qualification in over 60 countries. Specifically on the foundation certificate, 9,000 people in over 60 countries.
All right. So at the moment also, why has it taken 4ACE this long to, you know, come to this?
Very good question. Actually, we've had to hunt Michael Burns across half the world to get him to actually pay attention. Because, sorry, let me. The truth is, the IPA was not ready to export.
Mm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Until, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And a head of export was hired.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they then consciously said, you know, it is time to share what we've developed for the UK market for the rest of the world.
Mm.
So we were, I guess, in the queue. Okay. To try and get them over here.
Well, we're a non-profit organisation and we were there to serve our membership primarily in the UK. So it's never been in our interests really to operate overseas.
Mm.
But our members don't operate within UK borders solely. They operate on a regional basis across Europe, but also globally as well. And we have to reflect how they operate. But as well as that, there's a bigger issue with globalization is the movement of talent.
Mm.
And we see that talent is not only exporting from the UK, it's also coming to the UK.
Mm.
And we want to ensure that there's a basic benchmark there in how they operate whenever they come to us as well.
All right. So who pays for this course and how much is it? We'll find out in just a moment. Khairuddin Rahim, 4S CEO, and Michael Burns, IPA Head of Export. You're listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. This is Resource Centre. Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Khairuddin Rahim, CEO of 4A's, and Michael Burns, Head of Export for IPA, and that's the Institute of Practitioners in Advertising. You know, so we were just talking a little bit about this foundation certificate program. So what does it entail? How long does it take to get this? How much does it cost? Who's going to pay for it?
Okay. The course is 35 hours. It's an online course.
Mm.
And at the end of that 3 months period given for you to do merely 35 hours, you know, is a exam that's offline. In other words, back to the exam hall, just like the good old student days. And this
it
will
be British otherwise.
Yes. This will be invigilated by the 4As.
Okay. Yeah?
So we're going to have this inaugural group of people. You know, it's going to be fun
in
a sense, you know. The cost for non-members of the 4As is 3,300 ringgit inclusive of GST. And for 4As members, obviously at a better rate, it's 2,750.
Mm.
The good news is we've approached HRDF, which is the Human Resource Development Fund, and they get it. And they are actually so supportive that they've given us 100% claimable status, which is rare.
Right.
But the thinking of HRDF now is online courses is the way to go.
Mm.
And especially if it's endorsed by a reputable association, then they don't have any hesitation in granting it that status. So, in other words, employers have nothing to lose and all to gain.
Okay. So the ideal situation would be that the employer would send their staff for this.
Yes, but that doesn't stop individuals who are very eager to enter the industry or enter from another industry into advertising to enroll themselves.
Right.
In fact, frankly, the 4AS is willing to consider scholarships for outstanding people, but that has to be on a case-to-case basis. In fact, yesterday it was raised, and thinking about it last night, I totally support that. Who knows?
Right.
There might be a new Yasmin Ahmad out there.
Mm. Some clients actually go for this course.
Yeah.
What? Why would a client go for this?
I think you need to put it in perspective that from an agency perspective, you know, we take up a very, very small fragment of a client's time. And it's fundamental to ensure better work that delivers better results, more effective, and actually produces better business results, that clients also have a good understanding of how agencies work and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives them a basic knowledge on how the agency world operates as well.
Okay. So when you think about doing the certification, so we've talked about the benefits for agencies and benefits for the individuals, what would that be? And of course, you know, I guess the client would be getting people that are of a certain standard, right? I know, like, if I've got an accountant, my books have been audited by someone who's got the right qualifications. So what's in it for individuals in getting this?
Well, first of all, it's an internationally recognized qualification.
Mm.
And it comes from a leading trade body. And it allows you as an individual to fast-track your career path confidently with a broad range of skills. Yeah. So it's like your international passport to advertising pleasure.
Mm. Advertising
Secondly,
pleasure.
It allows delegates to understand the brief and other problems from the client's perspective.
Mm.
It also offers you a strong foundation, provides you with a comprehensive understanding of the brand communications process from start to finish.
Hmm.
And finally, It encourages you to apply the skills and information gained from the course to your day-to-day role, as well as induce creative and critical thinking. So these are all essentials. As the UK, we'd like it to be the rite of passage here too. Yeah. In other words, a qualification that never was recognised by many people is now available. If you qualify, right. It's recognised by everyone in the world.
Right. I understand the whole aspect of how it's online learning, but I'm sure people will have question marks as well. Completely online? You know, how do you address that? You know, that there's no face-to-face interaction.
Like Michael.
I mean, there is debate about online learning in various markets around the globe, and I think the beauty about this is that there's a tangible end goal, and that's what ensures participation. It's what ensures people to engage with the learning as well. Because we've got a test, we've got a formal exam at the end, there's no escape.
Right.
So if they don't put the work in, they don't pass the exam.
Right.
So that's the critical thing. And I think, you know, that's what really, really sets it apart, comparable to a lot of other online learning. I mean, the other major thing is this is written by the industry for the industry. Mm. So we've got the best minds within the UK industry who are practicing, you know, advertising now and producing the best work in the UK. They're the people who are contributing to this and writing it and editing it. Mm. So no one else is able to lay claim to that.
Okay. So what were some of the things that you go through, understanding what client servicing is all about, understanding what creative is all about? Is that what goes on with the course details?
The course or the qualification kicks off with giving a sort of background to advertising. So it talks about the history of advertising, talks about maybe the theories of advertising over time. Mm. As well as that, we look at regulation with certain markets and so on. And it also looks at different types of agencies as well. So it gives a thorough ground as the kind of agencies that people will work with. So, you know, and this is relevant to whatever agency people are working in currently. Then we go on to look at the client's business. So a fundamental understanding of what a client does. What does a marketing director do all day? We look at the fundamental, you know, the fundamentals of marketing and so on. Then we look at planning. Mm. So we look at the toolkits that a planner uses, such as, you know, behavioral economics, choice architecture, etc. Then we look at the briefing process. So what are the different kinds of briefs out there? You know, what's the difference between a creative brief, a client brief, a media brief? Then specifically in the fifth chapter or learning path, we call it, is we look specifically at the whole media planning process. So we look at the global media landscape, pros and cons of these channels, etc., the planning process, and even the future of media as well. Then the final two chapters look at creativity and creative development, which is obviously critical to what we do as a craft. And the final one is all about effectiveness. And that's really what the IPA, you know, is known for globally.
So you can take this course anytime, or there are fixed dates when there are exams and all that?
Actual learning begins from January.
Right.
The exam is slotted for the end of March.
Okay.
And we are planning to do this twice a year. Mm. So there'll be another one. The second one will be in September of next year.
And then ending off at the end of the year.
In November exam.
And you start the new year happy.
Yeah. or happy not. And qualified.
Yes. Happy and qualified or not. Yeah. So, okay, what is your vision? You know, is the goal for 4A's that everyone in the industry, a member of 4A's, will have the certification? Is that your goal?
That will be ideal. And it's going to take time, but it's a very important step. I would like to see, frankly, in the next 5 years, employers say to themselves, if I don't have a qualified employee,
I won't progress.
Mm. In fact, it's all related to a bigger issue. I would call it need, which is the reinvention of advertising agencies as they are now into a modern advertising agency, because the whole thing is, the landscape has changed. Mm. So if you want to build a new agency from the ground up, this is where it begins. We can no longer be generalists and good at everything. Mm. We have to be better at very certain niche things in order for us to succeed.
Okay. And I guess the course materials, that's sort of revisited and updated so often?
We update it on an annual basis. Right. And, you know, what we always want to make sure is that it's current and relevant. We also look to collaborate with markets around the globe to make sure that, you know, we can pull learning from them as well.
Right.
I don't think for a moment that we're arrogant enough to think that we're just going to teach the world how to do advertising, because that would be a horrible way to look at it. There's a lot that the UK can learn from other markets as well, and we want to pull that learning and share that with our membership as well.
All right. Thanks for being with us, gentlemen. Any parting words? You look like you got something you'd say.
Yeah, I wanted to highlight two things. The first is, do not just think of this certification only for the traditional account executives, copywriters and art directors. Those are the obvious.
Yeah.
But in reality, anyone who's going to be in the business of advertising, even the finance directors, the strategy planners, the television and radio producers that we hire,
okay,
should be part of this certification. Second point, very important point, we are encouraging clients, advertisers, especially those working in the communications department, the marketing, the brand managers, to also be certified, because then we're going to sing well together. Because
right.
you understand what we need as creative agencies. The inputs, the quality of the briefs will improve.
Right.
And judging of ideas from the client's perspective will also improve, because they will be guided on how to judge ideas and strategies. So all in all, it's going to help make a better outcome for the marketing industry.
Michael, anything?
I would just say get off to the right start. You know, this is what it does. It gives you the best possible start in the industry, and it's proven to work.
Right.
And we've got the stats now to prove that investing in talent delivers a strong ROI. Mm. It works for business and the individual.
All right. I've been speaking to Khairuddin Rahim from 4Ace and Michael Burns from IPA. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.